Time now to talk a bit of rugby league with Parramatta 5'8", Corey Norman. Before we start, Corey, the rumours are around again, mate. You've been having coffee with the Titans. What's going on?
Look, we've had a chat, and that's all it's been at the moment. So, as it stands, I'm still at Para.
Now, can you tell us about the circumstances of the chat, Corey? Was it a formal thing, or did you go up there to see Nathan Peets and bump into Garth Brennan? What was the go? How did it sort of play out?
Yeah, look, no, I was heading up there anyway, and my manager spoke to me and said, "Would you like to meet up with Garth?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" And we met up and had a chat, and as you do, and then that was it. So. That was about it, really.
Yeah. Is Brad calling the shots out there in terms of list management? And has he spoken to you about moving on, and what's your relationship like with him at the moment?
Yeah, no, it's still very good. We've had our chat, and I said the other day, like, it doesn't need to be said what we've spoken about. We're fine. We've still got a very good relationship. We've had the chat. We've had it a while ago. So everything's all good there with me and Brad.
So when you've had that chat...
We're going to grill you.
Does he sort of say, look, if you can get a deal with the Gold Coast, mate, you know, I don't want to lose you, but you can go, or what's the go?
Look, he said, look after Corey Norman.
Okay.
So there you go. We've had a discussion, and, like I just said, like he said, do what's best for you.
But your contract situation, Corey, is you've got one more year to go at Parramatta?
Yeah, one more year. 2019.
Yep. But you're now open to the option of moving somewhere else?
Yeah.
And have you got a preference? To stay in Sydney or you're happy to move interstate?
It doesn't really bother me, to be honest. To get home would be nice. Yep.
I ask you, Corey, if you stay at Parramatta, fine. But if you move on, what's some of the things you'll consider about your new club? Would it be their ability to win premierships? Would you like to go to a club that's developing? Would you like to just go? Look, I'm assuming the clubs that are chasing you financially, there won't be much sort of difference between the two. But what's the biggest sort of decider other than money for you to go to a club?
Yeah, look, I guess being, playing in the back end of the season, finals and stuff like that. I feel like, when I come to Parramatta, it was a kind of a rebuilding, club, and I probably wouldn't want to go to another rebuilding club. Yep. I'm 28 next year.
You want to be a part of the big games.
That's getting pretty old in football terms, isn't it? So.
No, mate, it's not.
I definitely probably wouldn't go to a rebuilding club. Just a club that's, stable, is going to have good seasons and play in the finals, obviously.
Which is what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to play the big games. And anyone that's played the game will tell you winning finals and grand finals is the ultimate feeling. It's the best you can get. And you want to be a part of it. You get jealous. And again, you've been a part of it last year, but you won't be this year. That hurt and frustration will be there.
Oh, absolutely. And, I don't really watch the finals because obviously, it does irritate you. And especially experience it last year and how good it was, even though we bowed out, straight away 2 weeks in, it was still a great feeling. I haven't played finals in a long time and we definitely had a team to, do it again and experience that again. And, like you said, it's so frustrating that we're not going to be there this time, this year.
Well, you get a great opportunity, mate, to press your case forward this week when you take on the Titans.
Yeah.
I do. I guess, they come off a good win and no doubt they'll want to keep that going. And we come off another frustrating loss. So, looking forward to that, though.
Look, I know you're trying hard every week, Corey, but do you try a little bit harder this week knowing it's in front of the Gold Coast Titans?
Nah, I'll go about my business as usual and play my part for my team and, and try and get the boys over the line. So it doesn't matter if it's the Titans or whoever it is. I'm going to, you know, go into the game the same.
Yeah, it's been a frustrating season, Corey. 8 games, you've lost by 6 points or less. But what are the lessons you take out of that?
Yeah, there's so many to be taken this year. I guess, you know, just I've said it that many times. It's just attention to details when we're under the pump. You know, just silly offloads. You know, like dropping the ball, attention to detail. Just dropping the ball, and I guess as a team we kind of lock up a bit. We get a bit tense, and we just need to relax and just really just get back into the, you know, the grind kind of thing. And I found like this year we've just really locked up and felt the pressure.
Yeah. Watching that game as well, Corey, you know, I mean, it's cliche, you know, winning becomes a habit, losing becomes a habit. Yeah. I sort of felt that the Para sort of heard the footsteps coming as well, you know, and it was just nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, look, kind of, but I feel like we felt good on the field. It's just, you know, you can't give that a side that much ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That quality side that much ball, they're going to hurt you in the end. I think they went, you know, 4 or 5 sets. We got the ball, we dropped it. You know, and then they have another 4 or 5 sets at us. You just can't do that to a side that's coming first. You know, they're going to hurt you. So, down our own way, we let them, you know, come get it.
Yeah. And they're going to be difficult this week. They had a great victory against the Warriors last week. They're a good attacking side, the Gold Coast Titans. So defensively, you'll have to be on song.
Yeah. They are. They attack sideline to sideline. They've got plenty of footy in them. And when they're on, they're on. So come Saturday, it's going to be a tough ask.
Can I ask you about a young man making his debut on the weekend, Jamin Semin? Reading an article yesterday where he broke his neck. And they felt as though he'd never play rugby league again, but he gets an opportunity after fracturing his C1 vertebrae. It's a terrific story. Can you tell us a little bit about him as a player?
Yeah, he's a big boy for a young. He's 93 kilos or something like that.
Yep.
So he's a big boy. He's a good runner of the ball. He's pretty level headed too at training when we do oppose. But I think he's running game's his best attribute at the moment. And he's a pretty smart football player as well.
And mate, just one final one from me. when you're thinking about your future, whether it be with Parramatta or somewhere else, is 5'8" crucial to you? Or could you play, you know, fullback or what?
I think my best position is 5'8", and you know, if I went to a different club, that'll be my position that I would want to go. But you know, I've played fullback before, but I just don't think I don't have that quickness for the fullback.
Don't tell them that, mate. Don't tell anyone you've lost your speed.
So there's a few extra K's at the back there too as well.
Yeah.
But my position is 5'8" and a half.
Yeah.
You there, mate?
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. We thank you for joining us this morning. We know it's tough always coming on the program after losing games of footy. But good luck this weekend, mate, against your, I was going to say, new club or potentially your new club.
All right. Cheers, boys.
Cheers, Corey.